Good afternoon, sir. Welcome to my little establishment. Yes, sir. It is indeed Valentine's tonight. So, do you need to buy some flowers? Then you've come to the perfect place. Yes, you can poppy in here anytime. There's no better way to win a heart than to bring some great-smelling flowers. The fragrance can make anybody fall in love. What? Not sure if you dare give them to her? She really isn't that into you. But you're into her. It happens all the time. Yes, I know what it's like to be friend-zoned. Been there, done that. But one step at a time. Let's start by getting you some flowers now. Why don't you come with me? I have a greenhouse here behind the shop, so you can choose for yourself. And we can be a little more private. Yes, it is very pleasant here. My very own Garden of Eden. Tulips, marigolds, hibiscus, peonies, you name it. I even have some larkspurs here, signifying fickleness. Reminds me a little of the girl you mentioned. Oh, and we should not forget my collection of orchids. Don't they look kind of sensual to you? But the flowers I'm most proud of are my roses. Valentine's and roses, it's kind of cliche, I know. But who cares on a night like this? Well, I know they are a bit pricey, but quality pays off. You'll see that when you bring them to that girl. She's going to melt. You don't know? You think it's too much money? And you're not sure if it's worth it? Because the girl is not as interested as you are. Well, don't think about that now. Instead, let us see what I can offer. Not bad? You like what you see? The colors, the shape, the freshness. Well, you know, I was actually thinking about my roses. White, yellow, orange, pink, and red. But you can take a good look at me also, while you're at it. I see maybe you're getting more than a little bit interested. White, maybe? The color of innocence and purity. A new start. Don't you think I look kind of innocent as well? Just pure thoughts in your mind when you check me out. My cute face and this dress with flowers. You like it? I like it when you get a little closer so I can look into your eyes. You're quite sweet yourself. Don't be shy. I mean it. No ulterior motive, I promise. Just stating facts here. Shall I take 3 or 5 white roses then? 3? Okay. Just to start off with. Now you've got a big smile on your face. I like it. And you're blushing. Innocent white roses are so perfect for you. But I think to really capture the heart of a girl, you should add more colors. In any case, let's skip the blue roses, as they, in the language of flowers, stand for attaining the impossible. Why don't you come even closer, so we can look at some yellow roses instead? You know, they stand for friendship and joy. I think we should take some of them also. But first, I would like to get a hug from you. Just like friends. To get into the Valentine's Day mood, you know. I promise I'm not thorny at all. Nice. Can I have a kiss on my forehead also? It felt good, didn't it? You see? Yellow roses make you glad. Why don't you give me a kiss again? On my cheek this time. Like that. While I hug you a little more. Then it's decided. Yellow roses as well, for joy and gladness. Perfect. Let me put 5 of them here on the table. It feels like we're friends already, you and I. Like you are not just any random customer. But I think you want more, don't you? Please, sit here, in the chair next to my orange roses. They smell so good and their color is attractive. Like me. How about if I sit in your lap, straddling you so you could hug me even tighter, while you look at these beautiful orange roses? Yes? That hug was great, and how about if I kissed you on your lips? Don't tell me you don't want it. Yes, that was good. Let's do it again. Yes, I know I'm kind of irresistible. Do you mind if I grind a little on your lap? I guess not. You know, the orange ones also have a meaning. Love emerging from friendship. Kiss me again, please. Yes. Touch my legs. And my hips, please. It's quite warm in here. Why don't I get rid of my dress? Please kiss my neck. Yes. Right there. And lower, please. And take your hand like that. And touch my breast. Yes. Right there. It's so good. My nipple also, please. Feel how it's getting harder at your touch as I grind on your lap. Yes. Touch there. A little lower. This is going so well. How about you buy those orange roses then? Let me stretch out my hands and take 5 of them. There you go. And kiss me again. I want to feel your tongue inside my mouth. Yes. I love how you taste. But I can feel something more. I think someone is getting hard. Shouldn't I help you with that aching need? Yes. Let me just get down on my knees and open your trousers. Spread your legs for me, please. Let me take out your cock and stroke it. It feels good, doesn't it? We're like those orange roses. Friendship turning into heat. My soft hands going up and down. Feeling your cock twitch in my hands. Making you even harder. Feel my breath so close. My hot, warm mouth. My wet tongue. Please, I want to take you in my greedy little mouth. First, just licking the tip. And down the length of the shaft. Licking the underside. Making those nerve endings feel pleasure. Do you want me to suck you? I bet you do. I'm just going to open my mouth a little more. And yes, I want you to grip my hair as I take you into my soft mouth. Letting my head bob up and down, slowly, gently. While my lips get tighter around your cock, sucking you like a sweet lavender, up and down, up and down. My mouth is warm and wet, so welcoming. Makes me think about pink roses, gentle love, and appreciation. Just like you. So, close your eyes and feel the pleasure take hold of you as I increase the tempo. Taking more of you in my mouth, sucking you harder. So nice. You want me to take you deeper, all the way to my throat? Yes, let me just breathe through my nose so I can. Take all of you. Yes. I am deep-throating you. I am such a little slut, you know. I love taking you all the way down. You liked that? You want me to do it again? Yes, but first, I think you should put some pink roses on the table. Because you seem to really appreciate this. We have a deal? 5 more, then. Now let me swallow you again. Mm-hmm. You really like it when I deep throat you? Again and again. All the way. But maybe I should stop there. So you don't come too early. Because I got so wet from sucking you. I'm soaking my panties. I don't need any more irrigation. Let me, raise myself up and take my panties off. I'm such a needy girl for you. I want you inside me, please. Lift me up, yes, please. Put me on the table. It's full of red roses, so just take them and put them aside for now. Well, you should buy some, I think, now that we have moved to the next base, so to speak. But first, why don't you just take me right here as I spread my legs for you? Please, fuck me. Push inside me, honey. Yes. And let me wrap my legs around your back. Yes, like that. Feel my wetness welcoming you as you take me while I lean back here on the table. Fuck me gently for now, please. Just feel me clenching around your hardness as I lie back on the table. Deeper now, please. Yes, like that. I love how you feel inside me, having your hard stem pounding into me. I want to be your slutty little flower girl, your lily of the valley, your caring azalea, your sweet honeysuckle, or your most beautiful red rose. The expression of love, the deepest affection. Go faster now, please. I'm yours. I'm your little flower slut. Take me harder, please. Harder. Let me feel all your horny passion. How your stamen is starting to produce pollen for me. Fuck me down to the roots. I'm your fertile stigma. I'm so fucking needy. I need this so much. To be pounded on the table. Feel how my petals are opening for you. Deeper. Harder. Please, please, sir. Are you getting close, honey? Perfect. Groan for me. Fuck me. Fuck me. Feel my nails digging into your ass, urging you on. I want you to come so hard for me, to pollinate me, to plant your seed inside me, soil me, let go of all caution, let go of all control. Just fuck me while we both scream. Make the greenhouse's glass almost shatter. Are you there now? Yes. Let us flourish together. Fertilize me And come with me. Come now. Oh my, my God, I'm, yes. Yes, yes. That was just awesome. The greenhouse shaking, and I thought the table was gonna fall over for a moment. Thank you so much for giving me the best fuck I've had since I don't remember. Let me just raise myself up so I can hug you, touch your face, and look into your eyes. You gave me just what I needed. The heat, the liquid, the passion, and I can see you loved this too. You really gave me all the seeds you had. Let me just kiss you again, please. I wish we could stay like this for hours. But I do have a job to do. And after this, you really must buy those red roses. They're perfect to give to someone special. The very symbol of romance and passion. So what do you say? 7 red roses then? Perfect. So now you have a whole collection with all the colors. White, yellow, orange, pink, and red. So many roses, with so many meanings. And here's the price. Swipe your card, please. Thank you. Yes, I am a very good saleswoman. I have a unique talent of convincing my customers. Maybe you could even say that I rose to the occasion. Okay, now you have your fabulous bouquet. Let me just wrap it up with a nice Valentine's Day card. With a big red heart. Not sure if you should give the flowers to that girl after all. After what just happened. I sort of guessed you would say something like that. Well, I will give you some good advice for free. Why don't you just forget about that stupid other girl and meet me here later tonight? I'll finish up in just 2 hours and then we can celebrate Valentine's together. Sounds like a good idea? Yes. You and I. So very romantic. Happy Valentine's.